American Superconductor's technology aims to make grids more efficient, and that's something that obviously is a hot topic right now, both in Glasgow as well as in that infrastructure bill. We're joined now by Daniel McGann. He is American Superconductor Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, and President. Dan, it's good to see you again. I do want to get into some of the cool tech that you guys are working on, but first, I want to touch on the earnings that you guys reported earlier this week, because as Emily alluded to, you saw the shares decline. It seems to have had to do with the forecast for losses. Talk me through those numbers and maybe what you think the street missed perhaps in its reaction.
Well, I think, you know, Julie, the grid is driving our revenue for our company. We've talked before here about the strategy to grow through grid. That's happening. Total revenue for the quarter, which is a recent record quarter, came in above the top of our guidance range by more than 30% versus the year ago period. The grid segment is really doing very, very well. The bookings are higher than they were a year ago by the tune of 80%. So we're seeing great leverage across all of our product lines. I think that the challenge is the estimate there on the EPS was a little bit off what the street was hoping for. But, you know, we're in a position of growth and we're trying to grow quarter to quarter, year on year. We've been able to grow our grid business the last consecutive 6 years in a row. So we feel like the business is really coming together, getting stronger and in a great position for growth in the long term.
So let's move on then, Dan, to some of the things I was talking about. And specifically, I want to focus in on infrastructure because there is some money being allocated to grid resiliency in particular. Talk to me about how that could benefit American Superconductor specifically.
We have a resilient product. We just enabled this in the grid within the city of Chicago with ComEd. That just happened in the past quarter. So we have a solution that we think will help enhance grid resiliency by the tune of 2x to 4x, depending upon where it's deployed. It helps to better leverage the existing infrastructure, get more power to where it's needed when it's needed. So rather than continuing to build a system where you have a series of disparate demand loads coming on the grid, being able to interconnect them and share that demand back on the overall system, we think is a smarter way for utilities in the long term to be able to deploy capital. So we have a great partner there in ComEd, who led driving the construction of this within their substation. And it's really cool and interesting technology.
Dan, this is Emily. On your earnings call, you discussed some inflationary pressures in your supply chain and some delays in sourcing materials that you need for your products. Can you talk to us a little bit about where you're seeing most of these cost pressures and how that's been impacting your business?
Yeah, everything we do is in an outdoor environment, so we put it in a metal enclosure. So where we're specifically seeing price pressure is coming from commodity metals, particularly steel. If it's something that we put on a Navy ship or something that we put in a substation or put in a wind turbine, we do enclose it in a variety of different kind of metal enclosures or packaging. And we're seeing the pricing of that going up by, 2X, 3X, 4X, depending upon the component. That translates into a slight drag in the near term on our gross margins, really on what's already in backlog. What we're looking to do is be able to price those in. We think that the market will be able to take an increase in pricing, and we're going to price it in where we can. So we think it's a temporary situation, probably for the next couple quarters or so, as our pricing catches up to our costs.
Dan, in general, this product that you guys have developed that's going to help improve sort of communication and resiliency within the grid, it sort of leads me down the path of when you look at grid resiliency and efficiency generally in the United States, and I think it's pretty clear we're not where we should be. Is that a function of the technology not being there yet? Is it a function of lack of willingness to spend on the technology? What do you think are the biggest things holding us back at this point?
Yeah, I think there's a strong willingness to spend. I think the challenge is, everybody needs electricity. The utility's main mission is to keep the lights on. So it forces us in a kind of here and now and how do we just handle today's demand. Utilities are not put in a very good position, this is my opinion, to think about the long term and spend for the long term. because we want to make sure that, you know, it's a regulated industry. The regulators want to make sure that there aren't significant price increases. But, you know, at some point, as we get more dependent upon electricity, the system has to evolve more. The total amount of capital I understand that's spent in a year on the grid is equivalent to the total amount of losses economically because of loss of power in the United States, which is pretty staggering when you think about it. That's a pretty inefficient system. But at the end of the day, utilities are working for, you know, here and now, and they're trying to be proactive, like ComEd is here, to think about the future and how they build the grid for the future. But, you know, in many ways, the politics don't necessarily align with what utilities ultimately want to do.
Right. I think that applies to a lot of different areas, unfortunately, of our infrastructure. But we'll see if that changes with that bill and that investment. Thanks so much, Dan. Good to see you. Dan McGann of American Superconductor.